Barrington Stage Company's 10x10 New Play Festival is part of the 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival, returning to downtown Pittsfield for the third year from February 13th through the 23rd. From theater to art shows to live music, 10x10 warms up the Berkshire's winter with hot new performances, art, and more. Taking place at BSC's St. Germain Stage, the evening of 10 10-minute plays by 10 playwrights featuring a dynamite group of actors will play an extended 3-week run through March 2nd. Their plays are directed by our guests this morning, BSC Artistic Director Julianne Boy. Julianne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Great. Thank you.
Delight to have you here. Associate Artist Christopher Invar. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Delight to have you here. And WAM Artistic Director Kristen Van Genhoven. Kristen, thank you very much for joining us as well.
Thanks, Joe.
So in a desperate hope that my voice lasts the next 18 minutes, let me ask this question to you, Julia, of how ultimately all of this came to be and how it's grown over the years.
Well, originally we started 3 years ago, and I had seen an art festival in Nantucket with 10-inch paintings for sale, and it was like really neat. Everything was 10, and I thought, wouldn't it be neat if we did 10-minute plays? Because there's sort of, you know, a number of theaters are doing them around the country.
Right.
It's a wonderful way to get to know new playwrights. So I brought it to my staff, and they said, it's great. Maybe we could do something in the winter, you know, in the middle of February. Ha, 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 it's snowing right now, as you know, when people need to get out of their houses, and we could do a 10-minute play festival. And the entire city of Pittsfield joined in with their own 10-minute variations of various arts. So that started 3 years ago. This year we had 150 10-minute plays submitted, and we chose 10 of them. So it's grown quite a bit.
What do you look for in choosing those plays? Variety, I assume, but what else?
Yeah, variety, absolutely variety, and someone who can tell a story in 10 minutes. You know, it's hard to tell a story in 10 minutes. In fact, I think all playwrights should try to tell stories in 10 minutes and do this as an exercise. Something has a beginning that establishes the characters, then you have some sort of a conflict, then some sort of a denouement or, you know, what shall I say, end. You know, some a beginning, middle, and an end that's entertaining, whether it's serious or funny.
Yeah. Christopher, you give us a sense of what it's like to direct and work on a play that is just 10 minutes long.
Well, it's a challenge, and it's quite fun too, because we have the 10 minutes plays, and we also have about 10 days of rehearsal. So it's really an effort that you need to make bold choices. The actors, the directors, the designers. We kind of, you know, it's a little bit like guerrilla theater, and people make quick choices, and we make brave choices, and then we find out, hopefully, in front of an audience. You know, unfortunately, last night, because of our beautiful snowstorm, we didn't have an audience, but we'll really see tonight what, you know, what our efforts have produced, and it's really a lot of fun, really, you know, it's and challenging, and everyone has to be in a good spirit about it, and that's what we've been doing.
And Kristen, I assume that you also learned just how long 10 minutes can be.
It's really quite amazing how much can happen in 10 minutes. That's what I was thinking yesterday watching we had a dress rehearsal in the afternoon because we all managed to make our way to the theater. And I thought yet again, like, how these relationships and the trajectory of the stories, and there's so much that happens in 10 minutes. It's actually sort of hard to believe that some of the plays are only 10 minutes because so much happens.
Kristen, give us a sense of a rundown of the plays those 10-minute plays that you'll be directing as part of this performance.
I am directing three of them, and Chris is doing three, Julie's doing four, and the first one I'm doing is called The Prompter by a Berkshire, New York City playwright named Jody Roth, and it's about a Picasso painting that has a really strong effect on a young makeup artist and kind of forces her to take charge of her life, and after she has this harrowing encounter with it at the museum. So that's a really interesting one. And then I'm also directing a really cute piece called Homeless Romantic by Scott McCary, which is two vagrants meeting on a city street at night and comparing tales from their lives and sort of finding a kindred spirit in each other and having this really sweet and touching 10 minutes together. And I love that piece. It sort of has this flavor of like Waiting for Godot to it. So it's really cute. And then the last piece that I'm doing is called Debridement by Megan Detiel, who also works at Barrington Stage. And that's a really moving piece about a doctor and a young woman who recount a day in their lives in which their lives merge. And one of them is a doctor who, by having this experience with the other character in the 10-minute play, really has an awakening about the need for people and patients to be treated with dignity and respect, and how each patient is a really individual person and deserves a doctor's full attention. So it's a real range. Julie did a great job of like giving us different plays that are, you know, moving or touching or challenging to maybe our personal aesthetics and challenging us to work in a different way or finding new ways in, and then getting the chance to work with the repertory with the actors it's so interesting to see them do all these different things.
Christopher, let's hear about your three plays.
I'm directing a play called Uh-Oh by John Cariani. Which, you know, John's a wonderful actor. He was up here playing Dogberry in Much Ado this summer. His play Almost Maine is having a really nice run at the Transport Group in New York City right now. And it's about a young married couple. Without giving away too much, they're married for a year, and the wife is wondering if that year feels quite as long to the husband as it does to her, and she has a little bit of a surprise for him at the end of the play. So it's kind of a bit of a wacky comedy, but romantic also. It's a very fun play. I'm directing a monologue, a one-woman play called Lost and Found by Gwendolyn Rice, that Peggy Farr Wilson, who's, if you know, been with the theater many times. Yes. She's doing that, and it's a woman who's sort of kind of a memory or loss of memory play. It's about a woman who is remembering her father, who suffered from Alzheimer's, and she's on her way to a study that she's involved with, and she's lost her keys. So she's dealing with the fact that this might be creeping up on her as well, and it's a beautiful piece, and Peggy's so well suited for it. So I could say that's, which is a nice challenge too, doing a one person play challenge for me. And then finally, I'm also directing a play by David McGregor called New Year's Eve that Robert Zuckerman, who is also a veteran, a Barrington Stage veteran, who I directed before and acted in many plays with. He and Emily Kunkel are in this play, and it's New Year's Eve, but it's 12 in the afternoon, and Robert's character is in assisted living home, and Emily plays a young aide who's trying to keep him cheerful, and he's voicing his frustration at having to celebrate New Year's Eve at 12 in the afternoon because all of the people would be asleep by the time New Year's comes around. And it's also, it's a very touching relationship between the two of them, and a very funny play as well.
And Julie, your theatrical quartet?
Okay, here we go. So I'm actually directing two very funny ones. It bookends the evening. The first one that opens it is called The Possessed Sion, like The Possession, but not quite. And it's about a married couple who have a 12-year-old daughter, and what do they do when she becomes possessed by a demon? And it's very, very interesting, and it's up to them to try to free her from this demon and decide who they prefer, the demon or the 12-year-old daughter.
Oh.
So it's very funny.
Okay.
Very funny.
Good stuff.
We've all been through that, or a lot of us have who have had teenage daughters. The one that ends the play is called Sweetheart Roland, and it's a fractured fairy tale, a fractured love fairy tale. Very, very funny. The whole cast is in it. Then I'm doing a very touching piece called I Love You by Lynn Rosen, and it's about a father and son who can't communicate with one another, and they're sitting having coffee in a cabaret, and every time one starts to say something loving to the other one cuts the other one off and sort of becomes accusatory. And it's sort of like, you know, someone in their 20s trying to develop a relationship with a father whom they haven't had a relationship with for a while, and the father not knowing how to navigate that friendship. Mm. So that's like really, I think it's like a really, really interesting play. And then the last one I'm doing is called Man the Torpedoes by Suzanne Bradbeer. We had done a full-length play of hers a few years ago called Full Bloom. And it's about a relationship between an older woman who is taking care of the house of a very well-known astronomer. And she was the best friend of his mother's. The mother died. And this is the most talkative, loquacious woman you have ever seen. And how does he deal with this woman who was a best friend? And, again, it's a very funny piece. But I think a lot of the pieces, Joe, are funny but then touching. There's something real about them. And I think it's those human relationships that we'll take away from the play. We'll laugh, and then we'll go, that's kind of lovely, which is what I hope people get out of the evening.
Let's talk a little bit about the cast. You have a lot of Barrington Stage Company regulars and some new folks as well.
Yeah, we have, I mean, people who have done it every year for all 3 years are Peggy Farr Wilson and Matt Neely. And then Robert Zuckerman, who actually lives in New York State near Austerlitz, has done it 2 years. And then we have newcomers to the festival, but they've acted at Barrington Stage before, are Dina Thomas and Emily Kunkel, two very, very funny yet wonderful actresses. And then the new person is John Strajewski, a young, very, very talented young man who's recently graduated from BU, like 2 years ago, from the acting program. So a wide variety of actors.
Cool. Very good. And when you put it all together with the larger festival, it's a really nice time to spend in Pittsfield, and a lot going on over the next several weeks and several days.
Yep. Absolutely. The place is really hopping, and that's what we wanted. We wanted to really offer something in February where people would find, again, a reason to get out of their home, and there's something happening this weekend probably in, you know, a dozen different venues and for the next 10 days in Pittsfield. So it's very exciting.
Do you, Christopher, I'll start with you, but do you, in directing something like this, are you allowed to try things that perhaps that you wouldn't be able to do on a longer piece, and use it a bit as a launching pad or a test kitchen, if you will?
Was that for Christopher or Kristen? I didn't quite hear.
Christopher, but then I'm going to ask the same question to Kristen. So whoever wants to grab it is fine.
Well, I'll offer that.
Oh, thank God, Kristen. thank you.
Sorry, there's a little delay in the audio. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I find it really fun. We were asked by somebody else sort of what it's like, and it's like this really challenging workout because, you know, you're going into one play and you're thinking about the style and the tone and the meaning of that play, and then you're going into another one and thinking about that and navigating. You're basically doing everything that I would do with a full-length play, but you're doing it for three different 10-minute plays. So for me, it just feels like this wonderful way of, it's like doing a triathlon instead of a marathon. I get to work out these different parts of my craft and try it with different people and come out feeling like, oh yeah, I've really exercised all my muscles.
Christopher, you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Shoot.
Well, yeah, the challenge is different, and I think Kristen is right. It does feel like you get to switch gears very quickly, and there's something challenging and fun about that. And you have, you know, let's see, I have five actors in three plays. All of, you know, if you're doing one play, you'd have sort of one concept and one design, and you know, so this makes you wear different hats and also have to just switch them more quickly. In the course of one day, we'll rehearse. Usually, we'd rehearse all three plays, and there might be you might have two plays back to back, and you'd have an hour with each, And, you know, it's fun. Run down to the other rehearsal room and set that up and get going and try and help the actor, too, because the actor is also coming from another part. Emily said to me the other day, she came into my play New Year's Eve, and she was the first line she did, she was using a dialect from the prior play. So, you know, we need to also help the actors go, okay, let's switch gears. And it becomes a real fun challenge for all of us.
And when all of this snow and cold goes away and this festival is a memory, we look forward to the spring and summer. Julie, what's on tap? What are you looking forward to?
Oh, my God. How much time do you have? No. Okay. we have a very exciting season, and it's been announced, and we're just,
yeah.
I'm just actually looking at our subscription piece that is hitting the mail this week. We're opening with Kiss Me, Kate, the one and only Cole Porter musical.
That's so great.
And we have never done a Cole Porter musical, so very, very excited about that. And then the play Breaking the Code, which is about the mathematician and computer pioneer Alan Turing. Do you know about him, Joe?
Yeah, vaguely.
He solved the German Enigma code.
Yes.
During World War II. Very, very interesting play. Very deep a play by Hugh Whitemore. Derek Jacobi did on Broadway. It's just a gorgeous play. And then the third play on the main stage is Dancing Lessons, a new play by Mark St. Germain. And actually tackles the subject of autism. A man who has Asperger's, sort of high-functioning autism, develops a romantic relationship with a woman. It's funny and beautiful. And John Cariani, the same person we're talking about, who did Uh-Oh, that wrote the play, is going to be starring in that. And then last thing I'll just mention, although we have many more things, is Chris is coming back. Chris Invar, who you're talking to now, is coming back to direct The Other Place, a new play that starts our Stage 2 season in May, May 21st. It's a gorgeous play by a playwright called Char White. And so it's going to be very, very exciting.
Well, really good stuff. You can find out much more by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and we have all the information you need about Barrington Stage Company, about the 10x10 festival, and you can find it all there at wamc.org. Julianne, Christopher, and Kristen, I thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful time doing these plays, and thanks so much for sharing with us.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
A delight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.